American Language Course, Volume 2400, Tape 2405C. Hi, how are you? I hope you're doing okay today. It's time to work on some laboratory exercises again. Open your book to the tape support material for Tape 2405C. Make sure you have a pen or pencil. You'll need it. Look at Figure 1. Here you see a paragraph with some words missing. I'm going to read this paragraph 2 times. The first time I read it, just listen very carefully. When I read it the 2nd time, you write in the missing words. We will check your work after you have finished. Listen carefully the 1st time. Here it is. Let me explain how static electricity works. When you comb your hair, the comb acquires extra electrons, or a negative electrical charge. When the comb touches a positively charged glass rod, some of the excess electrons go to the glass rod. This is static electricity. The bad thing is that it is not useful to man because it is not controlled. Now I will read the paragraph again. Listen carefully and this time write the missing words in the blank spaces. Let me explain how static electricity works. When you comb your hair, the comb acquires extra electrons or a negative electrical charge. When the comb touches a positively charged glass rod, some of the excess electrons go to the glass rod. This is static electricity. The bad thing is that it is not useful to man because it is not controlled. Now we'll check to see how you did. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the correct blank space and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number 1. Static. S-T-A-T-I-C. Number 2. Comb. C-O-M-B. Number 3. Acquires. A-C-Q-U-I-R-E-S. Number 4. Charge. C-H-A-R-G-E. Number 5. Glass. G-L-A-S-S. Number 6. Electrons. E-L-E-C-T-R-O-N-S. Number 7. Electricity. E-L-E-C-T. R, I, C, I, T, Y. Number 8. Useful. U, S, E, F, U, L. Number 9. Controlled. C, O, N, T, R, O, L-L-E-D. I hope you remembered to circle any word that was wrong. Now count up the number correct and write it down at the bottom of Figure 1. Look now at Figure 2. I'm going to ask you some questions about the paragraph we just finished. Here in Figure 2, you see 5 groups of 3 answers each. When I ask a question, you circle the letter A, B, or C of the correct answer. We'll do number one together. Listen. Question number one. What is a negative electrical charge? Do you know the answer? If you don't, you can find it in Figure 1. The answer is B, excess electrons. A negative electrical charge is just excess electrons. Put a circle around B in number 1. Now let's go ahead and do the rest of the questions. Remember, if you have trouble, the answer may be in Figure 1. Listen carefully now. Question number 2. What type of electricity is useful to man? Question number 3. Where do the extra electrons go? Question number 4. What is the opposite of extra electrons? Question number 5. What is the main idea of the paragraph in Figure 1? Have you finished? Let's check to see what you circled. Put an X next to any wrong answer. Remember, number 1 was B. The correct answer to number 2 is A, controlled electricity. My question was, what type of electricity is useful to man? You can find the answer in the last sentence of the paragraph in Figure 1. For number 3, you should have circled B. From your hair to the comb. I asked, where do the extra electrons go? This is also in Figure 1. In number 4, the correct answer is again B. The question I asked was, what is the opposite of extra electrons? Extra electrons make a negative charge and the opposite is V, a positive charge. And the answer to number 5, the last one, is C. This is the main idea of the paragraph in Figure 1. It's mainly talking about how static electricity works. Now count your correct answers. I hope you got all 5, and write down the number correct at the bottom of Figure 2. Next, look at Figure 3. You see 5 sentences with a blank space in front of each one. Count them. Are there really 5? Okay, now listen. I am going to read these sentences, but in a different order. You write the number 1 in front of the first sentence you hear. Write a 2 in front of the second one. Write 3 in front of the next one you hear. Write 4 in front of the sentence you hear after that, and write 5 in front of the last sentence you hear. Okay? Listen very carefully. I'll read all the sentences again after I finish the first time. Ready? Begin. We can produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. Chemical action occurs when 2 different kinds of metal are placed in an acid solution. Basically, one metal gains electrons. Therefore, if you connect the 2 pieces of metal with a conductor, the excess electrons from one metal move to the other. This chemical action occurs in all batteries. Stop. How did you do? Okay, listen again as I read all 5 sentences one more time. Begin. we can produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. Chemical action occurs when two different kinds of metal are placed in an acid solution. Basically, one metal gains electrons. Therefore, if you connect the two pieces of metal with a conductor, the excess electrons from one metal move to the other. This chemical action occurs in all batteries. Stop. Were you able to hear all five sentences? Look at figure 3 and I'll give you the correct answers. Put an X next to any sentence that you got wrong. The first sentence in figure 3 should have the number 2 in front of it. The next sentence is 5. You heard this sentence last. The third sentence in figure 3 should have the number 1 in front of it. This was the first sentence you heard. The next sentence that begins with the word therefore is number 4, and the last one in figure 3 is 3. Again, your answers should read 2, 5, 1, 4, and 3. Listen one more time as I read all five sentences quickly. We can produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. Chemical action occurs when two different kinds of metal are placed in an acid solution. Basically, one metal gains electrons. Therefore, if you connect the two pieces of metal with a conductor, the excess electrons from one metal move to the other. This chemical action occurs in all batteries. Did you hear all the sentences that time? I hope you did. Now count the number you got correct and write it down at the bottom of figure 3. Look at figure 4. You see five numbers with T and F after each number. You will hear five sentences. If the sentence you hear is true, circle T. If it is false, if it is not true, circle F. Let's do number 1 together. Listen. Number 1. Chemical action occurs when a conductor is placed in an acid solution. Is this sentence true or not? It's not true, is it? Do you know why? Chemical action does not occur when a conductor is placed in an acid solution. It only occurs when two different kinds of metal are placed in an acid solution. So what should you do? You should circle F, false, in number 1. Good. Now let's do the rest of the sentences in figure 4. Remember to listen carefully and circle T or F. Here's the second one. Number 2. A battery can produce electric current. Number 3. The two metals in the acid solution both gain electrons. Number 4. The excess electrons move from one metal to the other through the conductor. Number 5. The main idea of the sentences in Figure 3 was how to produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. Number 5 once more. The main idea of the sentences in Figure 3 was how to produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. Okay. Let's check your answers and see how you did. Remember to mark an X next to any wrong ones. Number 1 was false, F. Number 2 is true. A battery can produce electric current. You should have circled T. Number 3 is false. The sentence was, the two metals in the acid solution both gain electrons. You should have circled F. Only one of the metals gains electrons, as we learned in Figure 3. Number 4 is true. The excess electrons move from one metal to the other through the conductor. You should have circled T. And in number 5, the last one, you should also have circled T. It is also true. The main idea of the sentences in Figure 3 was how to produce a more controllable electric current through chemical action. I'm sure you did pretty well on that exercise. We had just talked about these same sentences in Figure 3. Again, as before, write down the number correct at the bottom of Figure 4. Look at Figure 5. Again, we're going to do some dictation as we did in Figure 1. This time, though, there are more words missing, as you can see, so you'll have to listen very closely and write very fast. As before, I will read the paragraph 2 times. It is best if you only listen the first time I read it and wait until I read it the second time to do your writing. Here is the paragraph. Batteries, however, are not our greatest source of electricity. Only generators can supply a big city with enough electrical energy for its needs. A generator uses magnets to produce an electric current. Now I will read the paragraph again. Listen carefully, and this time write the missing words in the blank spaces. Batteries, however, are not our greatest source of electricity. Only generators can supply a big city with enough electrical energy for its needs. A generator uses magnets to produce an electric current. Now we'll check to see how you did. If you made a mistake, put a circle around the word. If you didn't write a word, write it in the correct blank space and put a circle around it. Ready? Let's begin. Number 1. However. H-O-W-E-V-E-R. Number 2. Not. N-O-T. Number 3. Of. O. F. Number 4. Can. C. A. N. Number 5. A. The letter A. Number 6. Enough. E. N. O. U. G. H. Number 7. Energy. E-N-E-R-G-Y. Number 8. Generator. G-E-N-E-R-A-T-O-R. Number 9. Magnets. M-A-G-N E-T-S. Number 10. Produce. P-R-O-D-U-C-E. Number 11. Electric. E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C. Number 12. Current. C. U-R-R-E-N-T. I hope you remembered to circle any word that was wrong. Now count up the number correct and write it down at the bottom of Figure 5. Turn to Figure 6. Here is an outline of some of the things we have studied in this lesson. As you can see, the outline has 3 main parts. Let's see if you can tell me the name of Part 1. What's the name of the first part? Did you say types of magnets? Well, that's the correct answer. And can you tell me how many types of magnets are listed in part one? Two types of magnets. A is an electromagnet. What is B? It's a bar magnet. Now, in what part of the outline do you find types of electricity? Part two, the middle part, or part three, the last part? You find it in part two, the middle part. Now look at part two very closely. In part two, do you find three kinds of electricity listed, or four? Maybe I can help you answer that question. It's not an easy one. Part two lists one kind of static electricity, like what you get from a comb and a glass rod, and two kinds of controlled electricity, one from mechanical energy, like you get from a generator, and the other from chemical energy, like you get from a battery. So one kind of static electricity and two kinds of controlled electricity. How many kinds of electricity are listed? The answer is three, isn't it? Now look at the last part of the outline. What is listed in part three? In part three, we see types of switches listed. I think now you understand the outline. So I'm going to try a little exercise with you. Listen. I'll say a sentence, and then you have to decide which part of the outline I'm talking about. We'll do two of them together so you understand what I mean. Listen to the first sentence. Number one. When you put the north pole of one next to the south pole of another one, they attract each other. Okay, look at figure six. What thing in figure six is the sentence talking about? It's talking about a bar magnet, isn't it? So in the blank space in front of a bar magnet, you should write the number one. Do it now. Let's try one more together. Listen. Number two. It uses water or wind to move magnets, and this produces an electric current. Again. Decide what sentence number two is talking about and write the number two in the blank space in front of that thing. Did you write a two in front of from mechanical energy, a generator? Well, that's correct. Sentence number two is talking about a generator. Now you complete the rest of the sentences. Each sentence will talk about a different thing. There are eight things, two types of magnets, three types of electricity, and three types of switches. So there will be eight sentences in all. We have already done the first two. Listen carefully and write the number in the correct blank space. Begin. Number three. Push it to switch on the light. Number four. It is an iron rod that becomes a magnet when the electricity is turned on. Number five. Pull it down so I can see better. Number six. Turn it up higher. I can't hear. Number 7. You place two different kinds of metal in an acid solution, connect them with a conductor, and you have it. Number 8. It is not useful to man because it is not controlled. Have you finished? Let's check your work. Begin with number 3. Sentence number 3 was about a button. You should have written a 3 in front of the word button on your outline, part 3. Listen again to the sentence. Push it to switch on the light. You push a button. Number 4 was about an electromagnet. You should have written a 4 in front of the word electromagnet on your outline, part 1. The sentence was, it is an iron rod that becomes a magnet when the electricity is turned on. Number 5 was about a lever. You should have written a 5 in front of the word lever on your outline, part 3. Here's the sentence again. Pull it down so I can see better. You pull a lever. Number 6 was about a knob. You should have written a 6 in front of the word knob on your outline, part 3. The sentence was, turn it up higher, I can't hear. You turn a knob. Number 7 was about chemical energy, a battery. So you should have written a 7 in front of those words in part 2 of your outline. The sentence was, you place two different kinds of metal in an acid solution, connect them with a conductor, and you have it. And the last one, number 8, was about static electricity. You should have written an 8 in front of the word static on your outline, part 2. Listen again to the sentence. It is not useful to man because it is not controlled. Well, how many did you do correctly? I hope you got most of them. Write the number correct at the bottom of figure 6. Okay, let's stop here for now. After the tape ends, turn the page to your tape evaluation exercise and complete the sentences. Your instructor will check your work when you've finished. This is the end of tape 2405C.